Imagine an entire industry literally packing its bags and, you know, migrating south just because the ocean beneath it is fundamentally changing. That is actually happening right now to commercial fishing fleets in South Africa's Western Cape.
Which, I mean, that completely shatters the usual image of the region, right? Most people just picture, like, those postcard-perfect vineyards and tourism.
Oh, totally. But the reality on the ground is this massive high-stakes balancing act between human expansion and, well, natural limits. And that tension is exactly the mission of today's deep dive. We're digging into a pretty dense 2014 Provincial Spatial Development Framework report.
Right, which is essentially a master blueprint. It dictates where people are going to live, work, and use resources across the entire province.
Okay, let's unpack this. The Western Cape boasts the country's highest educational quality, right?
Yeah.
And relatively low poverty rates. People want to live there.
They really do.
But that success is causing this massive collision with a heavily stressed environment.
Yeah, the data from this master blueprint provides, a fascinating look at a region becoming a victim of its own success. I mean, a full third of the province's population growth comes entirely from in-migration.
It's basically like throwing a dinner party where a third of the guests just show up unannounced. And where they're settling is totally unusual, too. Like, 0% of the population lives in traditional rural areas.
Yeah, it's almost entirely urbanized.
Right. 81% live in formal urban environments, with a massive 74% concentrated just in the Cape Metro area alone.
But wait, I'm stuck on something, though.
What's that?
Well, if 81% of people are packed into formal urban areas, shouldn't that actually make the government's job easier? I mean, it's infinitely simpler to lay water pipes and power lines for one dense city than 100 sprawling rural villages, right?
You would think so, yeah. But the underlying math has completely shifted on them. The average household size in the province is actually shrinking. It dropped from 3.7 down to 3.4 persons per household.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what's fascinating here is that when you combine a shrinking household size with that constant rapid migration, urban concentration completely stops being an efficiency advantage.
Because you need more individual units.
Exactly. The government isn't just delivering services to existing homes. They are desperately scrambling to build enough physical houses just to keep up. At the time of this report, the housing backlog was estimated at nearly 600,000 units.
Wait, 600,000 units? That is insane.
Yeah.
It's like playing a game of Tetris, where the blocks are falling faster than you can clear them, but the pieces keep getting smaller. So you need way more of them to handle the exact same volume.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. And they can't just infinitely build out the city because they're hitting a really hard ecological wall.
Yeah, and here's where it gets really interesting. Because the environmental strain isn't just stopping housing. It's causing, like, bizarre industry disruptions. Take commercial forestry, for example.
It's in total limbo right now.
It is. Because of massive wildfires and these ongoing government policy flip-flops over land use, 22,500 hectares of plantation land are just frozen.
Yeah, and we see that exact same disruption out in the oceans. We mentioned those fishing fleets earlier.
Right, migrating south.
Exactly. The West Coast fleets, which historically drove the province's fishing revenue, they're physically migrating south because the fish stocks in their traditional cold water nutrient zones are declining. The fundamental ecosystems are shifting.
The basic resources are literally just vanishing. I mean, I saw the report highlights that the most critical resource of all water is at an absolute crisis point.
Oh, completely. The surface water resources are just totally tapped out. Like, no new dams can be built.
Wow. None at all.
None. In fact, most water management areas already operate with a negative water balance. That simply means they're extracting way more water from the system than nature naturally replaces.
But, I mean, how does the province even fix that? Because I know they're aggressively pushing toward this green economy, right? Focusing really heavily on wind and wave energy. But building a wind turbine doesn't conjure fresh drinking water out of thin air. How does that solve a surface water drought?
Well, it doesn't solve the water crisis directly. It solves the economic crisis caused by the water shortage.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because traditional economic drivers in the region, like that commercial agriculture and forestry we talked about, they require massive amounts of fresh water.
Which they just don't have anymore.
Exactly. So because those industries are hitting a wall and failing due to the negative water balance, the province basically has to pivot its entire economic base just to survive.
That makes so much sense.
Right. Leveraging their world-class wind and wave energy for a green economy isn't about, you know, trendy environmentalism, they are transitioning to new industries that don't rely on fresh water, simply to stay financially afloat. So what does this all mean? Why should you, the listener, care about a decade-old spatial development blueprint from South Africa? Well, because this report is, honestly, a fascinating playbook for the rest of the globe. It shows exactly the mechanical pivots modern regions have to make when rapid human growth fully exhausts its natural environment.
It really does. And it serves as a stark warning, too. The report details a pretty chilling reality regarding atmospheric lag.
Right. Atmospheric lag.
Yeah, which basically means that the environment is currently reacting to carbon emissions from decades ago. Mm-hmm. Like, even if we cut all global emissions to zero today, we are already locked into the climate impacts that were set in motion 30 years ago.
Wow. So the changes forcing those fishing fleets south or drying up those dams, those were baked in a long time ago.
Exactly. They're dealing with the past just as much as the present.
It really strips away that postcard perfect image of the vineyards we started with and replaces it with something much more urgent. And it begs an important question for you to ponder. Based on the blueprint of the Western Cape, is your own city actually preparing for the climate of the future? Or are you just bracing for the ghosts of emissions past?